Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to the Bob Benyard Show. This is Joe Scott.
Joe Scott, thanks for guest hosting Bob Benyard Live today. I'm out at Mardell, the Christian bookstore on South Wadsworth, south of Quincy, getting signatures. Coming out, meet me there up till 4 o'clock. I'll be there today. But I wanted to read this interview from a political website, Politicker CO, Colorado, Politicker, Colorado, an interview with Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer, and it's a Twilight Zone interview. It's hysterical. It's bizarre. It's like a dog chasing his tail for three pages. It is hysterical. They are, Bob Schaefer and his campaign manager, Dick Wadhams, are like scared to death to talk about this American Right to Life accusation that Bob Schaefer was negligent investigating forced abortion in the Pacific. Okay, so here's from Politicker CO. Monday Morning Politicking with Bob Schaefer by Jeremy Pelzer. This week's Monday Morning Politicking conversation with Schaefer, he discussed recent reports regarding his 1999 trip to the Northern Mariana Islands. Schaefer was accompanied by his campaign manager, Dick Wadhams, who jumped into the conversation at several points. Okay, so Politicker Colorado asks, the campaign's been fairly quiet, Bob Schaefer, about the whole Marianas Islands controversy since it came out in the Post, the Denver Post, about a week or so ago. What's your take on this whole controversy and how it played out? Bob Schaefer, why don't you describe the controversy? Politicker Colorado, well, just that the Post put out a series of articles detailing how, one, you went to the Mariana Islands, and it was funded or organized by jail Jack Abramoff ally Preston Gates. And Schaefer answers, really? Was it? He doesn't say no. He just asks, really? Was it? And his campaign manager, Dick Wadham, says no. And then the Politicker Colorado editor's note here, Schaefer's trip, according to the Denver Post, was not paid by Preston Gates, jailed lobbyist Jack Abramoff's former law firm. According to the Denver Post, it was paid for by the California-based Traditional Values Coalition. By the way, I could testify with firsthand knowledge that they are a compromise, hypocritical, Republican-only Christian ministry. That's what they are. Lou Sheldon and his daughter. Which Schaefer described as, so his trip was paid for by that group, which Schaefer described as a religious group with concerned with human rights. The Denver Post also reported that later investigations have shown that in many instances, the Traditional Values Coalition, which claims to represent 43,000 churches, Lou and his daughter, acted virtually as a political arm of Abramoff's lobbying operation. That's true. Okay, Bob Schaefer. Why don't you take the opportunity to substantiate your comment just now? Politicker Colorado. Sure, sure. This is just, well, what is your take on the controversy? Why don't you fill me in? Bob Schaefer. Why don't you describe the controversy? Politicker Colorado. The controversy? Schaefer. Yeah. Politicker Colorado. Well, just what's been in the papers. And there's a whole series of things. And I'm not asking you so much to talk about the controversy itself, but how it's played out and what the reaction's been in the media. And that's what I'm going for. Bob Schaefer. Well, the Denver Post has a hard time arriving at a factual and truthful representation of a 1998 event. By the way, it was in 1999 when Bob Schaefer went to the Pacific Islands. And that probably causes controversy for the Denver Post. Maybe you should take it up with them. What are they talking about? They haven't said one word of content. Bob Schaefer is afraid to say what they're talking about. This is hysterical. Politicker Colorado. Bob, we're just trying to get your take on it. Just trying to get your take on it. Schaefer, I'm not sure what it is. I'm asking you to describe that. Politicker Colorado, the controversy, the reaction to the Denver Post articles. That's what I mean by it and what you see as the effect. Bob Schaefer, Jeremy, if you're going to ask me anyway, now listen, I love questions. I love talking about campaigns. If you've got something you want me to answer, you've got to tell me what you want me to answer. Politicker Colorado, now it's true the interviewer was unprepared. He figured he would ask and Schaefer would answer. And he couldn't, at the rush of the moment, recollect the details to ask the questions properly. He thought Bob Schaefer would have nothing to hide and just explain what he did in the Pacific. That's it. But Schaefer's scared to death, so he's chasing his tail for 3 pages. I think this is the most hysterical Twilight Zone interview I've ever read. Okay, so Paula Ticker says, that's it, your reaction to the Denver Post articles. That's my question. So Bob Schaefer answers, I think it's probably hurt the credibility of the Denver Post. Paula Ticker, Colorado, why is that? Schaefer, because, well, when any news organization fails to report accurately and completely on any topic, readers tend to assign lower and lower levels of credibility to reporters that make no pretense for objectivity, a political reporter, any kind of reporter. Paula Ticker, Colorado, what specifically, when you say inaccurate, what do you mean? What did the Denver Post report that's inaccurate? Bob Schaefer, things that they stated that were not true. That's what. How's that? That's hysterical. Paula Ticker says, well, what are you saying? The Denver Post reported was inaccurate. And he says, things that they stated that were not true. I mean, this is Twilight Zone. Paula Ticker, Colorado. Like what? Bob Schaefer, you can, well, there were several. But frankly, I'm not here to talk about the Denver Post. Bob, does your mother know you're out? What in the world is going on here? Is this a slick politician? What is he? I'm not here to talk about the Denver Post. That's all he brought up for the past 10 answers was the Denver Post. So he said, okay, well, what did the Denver Post report that's not true about you? I'm not here to talk about the Denver Post. If that's an interest to you, I mean, it's nice that you ask me about the Denver Post, and I've made some comments, yes, but you probably ought to talk to the Denver Post about their stories, their reporting, their controversies. I'm just not hired by the Denver Post to do that. Could you imagine this guy in a Senate committee? I mean, making Colorado look like we're represented by a buffoon. This is a buffoon. Paula Ticker, Colorado. Sure, there's been a story in the Rocky Mountain News. Lynn Bartles wrote one. And there was one in the Denver Post, too, about American Right to Life Action head and former Colorado Republican chairman Steve Curtis questioning your pro-life credentials because he claims you ignored forced abortions. Okay, now there's the first bit of content in the whole interview. That's the first. So Bob Schaefer answered, what example did he give? Paula Ticker, Colorado. What example did he give? Bob Schaefer. What example did he give? Yeah, Paula Ticker, Colorado. He offered the testimony of that woman who claimed her husband went undercover. He's a Filipino-American, and she claimed that he went undercover. And after that, Dick Wadhams, the campaign manager, Schaefer's, Curtis did not make that claim, Jeremy. You've got it all mixed up. And so the Paula Ticker, Colorado editor inserted, that's true. Steve Curtis did not cite the woman, Wendy Doramal, in either the Post or the Rocky story. Doramal's allegations were reported along with Curtis' attacks in the Rocky Mountain News article. Paula Ticker, Colorado. But no, he pointed to that. He definitely did point to that. Bob Schaefer, I don't think so. Dick Wadhams, no, you're mixing up Curtis with Paula Ticker. But Curtis pointed to a left-wing activist who... Bob Schaefer, Curtis' story was about a Chinese woman. Oops, shouldn't have let that out of the bag. Yeah, all of a sudden they know all about it, you know? They know every detail of what he might say that's wrong, but they have no idea what he's talking about. It's hysterical. So Paula Ticker, editor's note here, the Denver Post article states, quote, according to Colorado Right to Life officials, Shuyan Zhou, a member of the group, was forced to undergo a forced abortion in China and later sought refuge in the U.S., where she eventually became a citizen. Actually, she became a legal alien, resident alien. Okay, so Paula Ticker, Colorado. Steve Curtis made several claims, and then Paula Ticker's editor inserted this. According to the Rocky Mountain News article, American Right to Life Action wanted to know if Schaefer would reconsider his congressional vote giving favored nation trading status to China, given reports of forced abortions in China and involving Chinese workers in the Marianas. Well, that's the story. Here's a pro-lifer looking the other way and rewarding China for forcing women on abortion tables and aborting them. Politiker Colorado. Steve Curtis also said that you had not weighed in on the personhood referendum, the proposed referendum. Bob Schaefer. Yeah, let's not get beyond these basic questions. What was the example he gave? So here's a specific question, finally, and Bob Schaefer, the typical politician, right? He won't talk when the issue is saving the lives of unborn children. He's a creep. He's creepy. Bob Schaefer's creepy. So the editor, the interviewer, finally gets to a specific question. Okay, you're saying, Steve Curtis said that you would not weigh in on the personhood referendum. Schaefer says, yeah, let's not get beyond these basic questions. What was the example he gave? Schaefer was having such a good time talking about the Mariana Islands, he didn't want to leave the topic. And he confused the interviewer by now. Schaefer is chasing his tail for 3 pages. We're 2 pages into it. The interviewer says, I'm sorry, which example, Bob? What are you talking about? Bob Schaefer said, you asked me to react to somebody's, maybe Curtis, allegation that I somehow turned my back on human life issues, and I'm asking, what is the example? And you've not answered that. Who's interviewing you? Oh, brother. Politicker Colorado said, but do you know what he said, Steve Curtis? Dick Wadhams interrupts, Jeremy, I don't know if we're going any further on this topic. So if you want to continue with this line of questioning, we're going to cut it off right now. Now, Bob Schaefer just said, I want to stay on that topic. And Dick Wadhams, who's, you know, the puppet master, he tells the reporter, look, that's it. We're done with that topic. Bob just slipped up there when he said he wanted to talk about it. So Politicker Colorado said, all right, I'll move on to the next question. So Dick Wadhams said, very good. And Politicker said, not a problem. And Dick Wadhams, flexing his muscles, said, keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving, Jeremy. So Politicker Colorado said, sure, and turning to Schaefer, what has been your take on the campaign in general so far? Has it played out the way that you expected it? Now, that's a softball, right? That's a nothing. And Bob Schaefer said, it's going great. And then he went on and on and on about it. It's going great. And then later in the interview, Politicker Colorado said, Bob Schaefer, what do you think about the proposed referendum to recognize an embryo as a person? Do you have an opinion on that? And Bob Schaefer said, I'm running for the U.S. Senate. I'm going to keep my focus on the U.S. Senate race. These referendums have to do with state laws. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, which is in Washington. Now, how's that? He said, look, I'm not concerned about Colorado babies being killed. I'm concerned about getting to Washington, D.C. And, you know, these are hypocrite pro-life candidates. When they run for local office, they say abortion is federal. When they run for federal office, they say it's a local issue. When Ron Paul runs for president, he says it's a state's issue. It's all a scam. It's all hypocritical. And Bob Schaefer is just a politician. He's just a politician. He's pro-life. How could you tell? What kind of game is this? Kids are being killed, and he's playing games to get elected. So Politicker says, sure, and what's your take on the Obama-Clinton race? Have you been following it? Schaefer says, mm-hmm. And what do you think about that? Well, they're very dedicated and passionate liberals. Then he goes on. He has nothing to say about kids in Colorado being killed, but he's happy to expound on Hillary and Obama. So Schaefer went down the rabbit hole in this hysterical interview, chased his tail. He out-Clintoned Clinton in answering no questions and utterly obfuscating about something as insignificant about children being murdered in the womb. Good job, Bob.
I can't believe that. I mean, it was hysterical, but it's not funny. I wonder if Bob Schaefer ran into the Mad Hatter when he was in the rabbit hole, because it sure sounds like he did. Hey, folks, we've got so much to talk about today. There's a guest in studio I'll introduce you to in a minute. First, Bob is at Mardell Christian's bookstore collecting signatures as we speak. If you want to meet him, go down there. He'll give you a petition. You can sign the petition. It's on Wadsworth and Quincy. Fantastic day today. Take the time. Go meet Bob. Sign the petition. Do something for the babies. Also, He'll be at Walmart tomorrow at 32nd and Youngsfield. And on Thursday, it's the Colorado Day of Prayer. Bob will be behind the old Arvada Library in the old Wadsworth Square, okay? And then on Friday, he'll be at King Supers at 64th and Ward. Then we also have some Rocky games that would be a tremendous place to go collect signatures at. And the Rockies games, you need to be at the stadium out in front where the people go in at 6 p.m. on Friday because the game starts at 7. And on Saturday, 5 o'clock, the game starts at 6, and Sunday noon, because the game starts at 1. So that would be a great time to get lots of petitions. To get petitions, you need to contact Colorado Right to Life at 703-753-9394, and Colorado for Equal Rights at 719-749-2164, that you can call them. And they will get petitions to you. They'll either mail them to you or tell you the closest place to you where you can pick them up. Now, speaking of petitions, I have in studio with me Andrea Jarvis. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you.
Jarvis.
Thank you,
Joe. I got it wrong. Sorry. Andrea Jarvis. Andrea, you have been an inspiration to me and a lot of other people. You're collecting signatures like it's going out of style. Tell me what you've done. Bob asked you, right?
Right. He asked me to collect signatures, and he gave me a petition to fill out. And I've basically been filling one out, just one a week. And I think the key to collecting the signatures is just taking it with me everywhere I go.
You've been getting them at your church?
Yes. If I go to the store, I carry it with me. If I go to the gym, I carry it with me. I just take it to Bible study or classes or wherever I am. And
you've collected how many signatures now?
About 370 in about 5 weeks.
In about 5 weeks. But that's not all you've done. You have contracted, not really contracted, but gotten 31 of your friends to do the same thing, haven't you?
Yes, yes. I've given out 31 petitions, and they're collecting signatures right now.
Now, what was their response to you when you asked them to do it?
Well, they were happy to do it. It's, you know, if you're a Christian, I believe it kind of goes without saying that we should be doing something to help in this situation.
So you've been asking mostly Christians, and
yes,
they've been more than willing to help.
Yes.
And you're just one person.
Right.
And you have 31 friends that
right.
said yes.
Right.
I'm sure you've had a few that said no.
Nobody that I've asked has said no.
Wow, that's fantastic. Nobody said no. That's fabulous. It's fabulous
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we all know.
Mm-hmm.
That it's wrong to kill children.
Right.
We all know that everyone's a person, no matter how small. And
right.
It's just so easy to take a packet. And you've been calling them, haven't you?
Yes. Just to let them know we have just a couple of weeks left, just so they know what the time frame is and when I need to, you know, collect them back from them.
But you've been keeping them encouraged also, right?
Yes.
That's so spectacular. I'm so happy that you're doing this. Now, you told me when you came in that you were inspired to do this by something. Can you explain that?
Right. Well, originally, just hearing this story about the man that lived in Germany during Nazi Holocaust, he said he considered himself a Christian, and he was a small boy at the time, but they had a little church, and behind the church ran a railroad track. And on Sunday morning, they would hear the train come past their church. And one Sunday morning, they heard cries coming from the train, and then they realized that it was full of Jews. And he said it was terribly disturbing, but they really felt helpless, and the cries tormented them, but they didn't know what to do. So they sang their hymns a little louder so that they wouldn't hear the screams because they were so tormenting, and they really felt helpless. But I believe as Christians, you know, we are not in that same situation because we're not fighting the Nazis. We're just, all we have to do is collect signatures. So really, we are without excuse to not do it because it's such a simple thing to do.
Yeah, we don't hear the screams of these babies either. We don't hear the screams of these babies. We don't really see the torture that they're going through. But I can see how that story really has encouraged you and inspired you to get out there, because those babies are no less people than those people on that train.
Right.
And they need as much help as we can give them. And so your method has just been take the signature petitions with you.
Right.
And wherever you go, you're asking someone. I heard you were at your husband's gym the other day, and some of his friends signed it.
Yeah, and just all the people that I know, you know, most of them, of course, are Christians, and it's real easy. I just ask, you know, have you had a chance to sign the person a petition yet? And if they haven't, I explain it, and they sign it. And if it's somebody I don't know, I ask them if they're registered to vote and if they're pro-life, and they either sign it or they don't. It's pretty simple. But I also believe that God didn't save us just so that we could sit in our comfortable homes and our pretty churches and do nothing, because I believe that somebody has to speak up for these babies who have no voices themselves, and we need to help.
Yes, we do need to help, and it's pretty simple. But it's a pretty simple wording on that petition. It just says a person is a person from the moment of fertilization.
Yes.
Now, who's going to argue with that? I mean, most Christians will be more than happy to sign that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't just save the babies. It saves elderly, too, old people.
Yes.
Because now if that passes, we won't be able to starve an old person, a sickly old person, to death like we did to Terry Schiavo.
Right.
And so that's going to make a huge difference, because, you know, we're to take care of the least of that among us, right?
Right.
We're supposed to nurture them, and that will bring out, what, the worst in us?
No.
No. That'll bring out the best in us.
That's right.
And when we are at our best, we are able to glorify Christ more than just by turning a blind eye, letting it happen, letting the most vulnerable among us be sent up the river, killed, starved to death.
Innocent.
Given shots. We need to be able to do what you're doing, Andrea, and I thank you so much for that. And inspiring others to do it is just amazing.
Well, I believe that this is definitely on God's heart, and I believe that the blood of these babies is going up to him. It's a stench that's going up and reaching the nostrils of God himself, in the same way that the stench of the concentration camps reached the nostrils of the soldiers who were coming to liberate them. And I believe that, you know, that we can't just ignore it, and we have to do something.
That's right. And you are, and we thank you so much for that. Are you going to be at any of these events that I just talked to you? Will you be at the Capitol on
I'll definitely be there on the yes.
You will.
And on May 13th, I'm definitely planning on that.
Okay. So at the Capitol at noon, I should be there to help Cal Zastro, and Andrea, you're going to be there also. So that would be a great time to come out if you need to be inspired a little bit to get these petitions signed. Come talk to myself or Andrea or Cal. Cal is an amazing person, isn't he? Just came back from China and smuggled 6,000 pounds worth of Bibles to those pastors. What an amazing feat that was.
And I just wanted to encourage everyone who does have the petitions that it is so easy, and you just have to ask people and just be bold. And you know, just we have about 2 weeks to wrap it up.
You have to make sure that they're Colorado voters, right?
Right.
Registered voters.
Has to be in black ink. And they have to use a physical address. And those are the main three things to look out for, but black ink and...
You know, I have a question for you. I was in Winter Park, and my husband was collecting the signatures. And in Winter Park, none of us have addresses. All our mailing addresses are all post office boxes because we don't get our mail delivered to our house. So in that case, which address do you put down?
I would think you would just put whatever your physical address is.
Okay.
Because you live somewhere, so you have a physical address.
We made everybody put both.
Okay.
Just in case.
Right.
or Ken did.
Right.
Yeah. So do you have, like, tomorrow? Do you have a plan for what you're going to be doing tomorrow with the petition, or it's just going everywhere with you?
I have somewhere. I'm going to a conference this weekend, so I'm going to have it with me for those 3 days. And I just basically have it with me everywhere I go. And when you go places, you just carry it with you.
Bob, are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Joe and Andrea, you ladies are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I'm at Mardell Christian Bookstore on South Wadsworth, south of Quincy, by Sam's Club. And it is so wonderful how many Christians want to sign this personhood petition. And there's almost always someone here getting signatures. A gal named Judith has gotten hundreds of signatures at Mardell.
Wow, that's fabulous. It's so wonderful that Mardell is allowing us so much freedom there.
Yes. Yeah, they're just great. They're absolutely great, a Christian company, and they respect the sanctity of human life. So if anybody could come by here before 4 o'clock today, I'll be here, or call Colorado Right to Life and get a blank petition and get some signatures.
And on the day of prayer, where are you going to be, Bob? You're going to be behind the Arvada Library in Old Town Square?
That's right. That's on Thursday, tomorrow at Walmart. And on Friday, I'll be at a King Supers in Arvada. And we're praying for the next 2 weeks, Joe and Andrea. I'm not going to be able to come in and do the radio show because this is the final stretch. And we still need thousands of signatures. And it's been a huge effort for 5 months. And we are so close. What a shame it would be if we missed it by a couple hundred signatures.
Absolutely, Bob. Well, we'll let you get back to work. We don't want you to miss any of those signatures.
All right, and thank you. I just did. A customer just went in.
Okay.
Andrea, and thank you for the hundreds of signatures you've gotten.
Thank you, Bob.
God bless you, ladies. Bye-bye.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Can I mention a scripture that I believe
yeah.
the Lord gave me concerning this whole thing? It's 1 John 5:14-15, along with Deuteronomy 30:19, which mentions, you know, that we should choose life, and also that we have the confidence that we have in Him, that we can ask anything according to His will. He hears us, and we know that, and if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. And I believe this is God behind this, and that it is His will.
We know that we have what? The petitions?
The petitions! The yeah. petitions. It jumped off the page at me.
Yeah.
So
that's so neat. Thank you so much for going out and getting those signatures, for inspiring others. And I know that some of them are listening today. Thank you so much for collecting these. We need you out there every day, getting every possible signature you can, because like Bob said, what a sad day it would be if we just missed the ballot by a couple of hundred signatures. And
yes.
everybody just does what they can.
Yes.
You know, if a lot of people do a little, you get a lot done.
Right. This is the final stretch.
Yeah.
And I believe we're going to get the signatures. I really do.
I do, too. I think we'll be just fine. Remember Maranatha Christian School? Remember your petitions? Thank you so much, Andrea, for being here to help encourage our petition getters.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Bob's brother, Brian Enyart, has moved his home remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call Brian to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. Brian has nearly 30 years of experience beautifying homes, so whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that 95% of the proceeds will go directly to Brian's wife, Jennifer. Hey, that's me! And 5% of the proceeds will go to support Bob Enyart Live. So call Fancy Schmancy Renovations at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033, or visit us on the web at fancyschmancyrenovations.com.